your official pep rally radio station for high school football in the Southern Tier. V98.3 WVIN.
Welcome back to Rams Overtime on WVIMBath.com and Rams Radio as we sit down with Bath Haberling Rams football coach Wayne Carroll to recap the 2015 season. With your team as currently constituted, coach, if you took on Shenango Forks 10 times this year, how many times would you guys be victorious, do you think?
Without the lifting, yep, it would be really tough to beat them. You know, we have got to get back to what we do best.
Yep.
And, you know, we didn't have the best off-season program. And, you know, we're really trying to make some strides for that. But, you know, to have that kind of commitment, you know, for a bunch of kids coming at 6:30 in the morning, I mean, there's a reason why they're day champs.
Right.
You know, they got those kids getting out of bed very early in the morning and coming in, and, you know, they're all three-sport athletes, but they're still getting, you know, a lot of days in the weight room because they're getting out of bed real early, and that's a lot of dedication, and, you know, that comes from, you know, a community that really wants to win a state title, and, you know, the parents really pushing the kids, the parents are pushing those kids to get out of bed, you know, and they really got it going on, and, you know, and I saw some of the size of those kids. And I'm like, wow. I mean, we just were physically, you know, not able to compete with them on that day. And, you know, we lost by, you know, half the score, you know, 22 points. But they were physically a better football team. You know, we beat everybody in the LCAA. You know, we beat the Rochester champion. We beat the Buffalo champion. We just couldn't beat the Binghamton-Syracuse champion. And, you know, I really, you know, and I told the kids after the game, I said, hey, you know, we have got to make a commitment if we want to get back here. You know, if we don't want to get back here, that's one thing. But if you other guys, you know, not to the seniors, but everybody else, if you want to get back to this spot, you know, we got to do two things. We have to lift, you know, 3 or 4 days a week, and we have to recruit. You know, and if we do those two things, we're going to be fine. If we don't do those two things, then, you know, we're not going to get back here.
Let's talk about the DJ's Flamingo player of the game, Michael Rice, your senior quarterback. He ends his career 23-8 as a starting quarterback. That's second most wins under your tenure, only to Jake Coover's 24. In that game, coach, in the air, he went 6-for-12, 74 yards, one touchdown, one interception. On the ground, 16 carries for 53 yards. He also led you on Saturday against Shenango Forks with 8 tackles. He finishes the year with 88 tackles, 2 interceptions. He leads the team in tackles this year from the safety position. He had an effective year through the air, 34 for 56, 408, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. And on the ground, he ran the ball 110 times for 610 yards and 9 rushing touchdowns. Talk to me about your senior quarterback and the DJ's Flamingo player of the game, number 1, Michael Rice.
He was really the heart of our defense, you know, and, you know, he had such a big year, and I really believe that was one of the reasons why our defense was so effective. We were able to do a lot of things with him that, you know, we couldn't do in years past. He really picked up his hitting this year. You know, we just got to find more people on our defense that have his hitting ability because, you know, even him in the game, you know, they found him, you know, and everybody scouted, you know, and everybody's well coached. They made sure that they blocked him a few times. So, you know, we have got to, you know, and I hope our younger players, you know, want to get better and, you know, take a look at Michael and say, hey, you know, I've got to be like Michael. I got to make those kind of plays. And, you know, then if those things happen, we're going to be okay next year.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get head coach Wayne Carroll's end-of-season grades for the offense, defense, and special teams. It's Rams Overtime on WVIMBath.com.